story is much too sad to be told. But practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, that would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick to me, you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
To the clouds, away from the maddening crowds, we can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Sing. Your love has given me wings.
Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito. E incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Dipinto di blu, e chi dice di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice un'alte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano spariva lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Happy heart sings, your love has given me wings. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu.
Stands on golden sands and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. Tell me, beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. We will be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. As before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye sailing, move on out, captain.
A falling star and put it in your pocket, never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you wanna hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
For a rainy, rainy, rainy day.
For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
It seems everybody's favorite assassin may have been caught, and it turns out he's an attractive spaghetti person named Luigi. Well, an Italian hitman, that don't sound right. Hey, I've been knowing Louis Coppe since we was kids, or he wouldn't do nothing like that. Come on. Now, there's a lot of burning questions here. Maybe the biggest one, who's damn Nancy Grace ass mamaw didn't get the memo about not turning this guy in? I thought we as a society had tacitly agreed to I am Spartacus this whole situation. Right now, you see this dude at McDonald's, you pay for his McMuffin, give him a sly wink, and go about your day. Right? If you want to offer a dumpster handy out of solidarity and appreciation, that's fine, but you don't turn him in. Right now, I mean, look, after seeing this guy, he's going to get plenty of those offers either way, right? RIP that prison's inbox. Now, I mean, if Charles Manson's hobo Nazi ass got a bunch of marriage proposals, then this Justice Adonis here is going to have Netflix and ABC working on a true crime version of The Bachelor, but a shoo wee. Now, but even though he is pretty, not everybody's thrilled with his reveal. Like, a lot of people on the left were hoping for a, like, regular guy with a sick kid and nothing left to lose type situation. But it turns out he's kind of a right-wing tech bro who loves AI and hates sex toys. So for a lot of people, this is like when Jamie Foxx found out that Peter Parker was white in that Spider-Man movie. It's a bit of a letdown, but yeah, he is. He's a rich white kid Ivy Leaguer, which at least the upside of that is that that means the American criminal justice system has no choice but to give him a slap on the wrist. Right? Them's the rules. Right? Because, I mean, clearly this is a nice young man with his whole life ahead of him who shouldn't have that ruined because of one moment of weakness, Your Honor. Right? Ain't that how this always goes? Or is that only when the victim is poor? America's got a lot of soul searching to do with this one, y'all. This trial is going to be wild. There's going to be a lot of talk of, like, jury nullification, which that's basically where the jury says, yeah, we know he did that shit, but we're still going to find him not guilty on the grounds of it being totally sweet. Because I feel like that's how most people still feel about this guy, regardless of his background, right? I mean, I think you could argue that him being what he is might make this more impactful. I do. Assuming his motives were injustice, then I think the fact that in this country, even an ultra-privileged white kid can be railroaded by the system hard enough to turn into the goddamn Punisher should illustrate to people just how exclusive the category of overlord really is in America, and further, that every single one of the rest of us should be united in opposition to them. All right, that's why this case is so huge, man, because it shows so clearly how vitally important all that culture war bullshit is to the ruling class, because they know if they don't use that to keep the rest of us distracted and at each other's throats, it won't be long before the blade of a guillotine is at theirs. That's the truth. And now, thanks to our beloved Vinny Vidi Vigilante over here, this country feels closer than ever to realizing that. Well, here's hoping. Love y'all.
Hello, hello. A little Trey Crowder there at the end for a little humor and always some great perspective. The Trey Crowder, the liberal redneck, if you're not familiar, actually did a night here live at Cobb's Comedy Club last week. We were in down south for that.
I would have loved to see that.
Yeah. We'll catch him sometime. He's a lot of fun, but always some great perspective, and just not the accident you expect. He's the John Stewart of Tennessee, in my opinion.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, the only guy from Tennessee with that accent that like does, you know, podcasts from his truck that I listen to.
Right.
Very, very exclusive group there. Well, you're the one that fired up that whole...
Yeah, we had some music there.
That Palm Springs mix was... You made me want one of them sandwiches.
Yeah, I know, right?
If you're ever in Palm Springs...
The sandwich spot.
The sandwich spot. And we ate there every lunch every day while we were down there for my gig. And I remember you're like, are you sure you want to eat it again? And I'm like, we're not going to find any place better.
Yeah.
Statistically impossible.
The best bread. What did you call it? Accessible?
Yeah. Or accommodating.
Accommodating.
That's what it was. Like accommodating. It held it in. It was
the perfect vehicle. Like, you didn't have to tear it. It was there
to hold your sandwich together and nothing more.
We had a few different types of sandwiches, and they were all just
sauce.
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah. We live across the street. I'm in 8th Street. Live across the street from a pretty decent sandwich shop, and I was thinking about getting one for lunch today, and I'm like, too soon.
It's not the same.
Throw it on the floor and start spitting and cursing. But what did we do there, Claudia?
We started off with Frank Sinatra doing I've Got You Under My Skin. From there, we went to Louis Prima and his wife, Keeley Smith, with That Old Black Magic. Keeley Smith doesn't get enough credit. She was an amazing singer and mostly known as, like, Louis Prima's wife. But I always think this, like, for a woman to tour in the 40s, instead of, like, being at home, just being a mom, you know, like, to be on a bus around America with, like, a bunch of men, she must have caught so much flack, you know what I mean? Like,
I wonder if she ever crossed paths with Frida Kahlo. Because
right.
Frida Kahlo, for the longest time, wasn't her own painter or anything. What's her husband's name?
Oh, Diego Rivera.
Diego's wife dabbles in painting, too, it turns out. Right. You know, like, if those two ever just had a cigarette together somewhere, like,
right. These men. From there, we went to another wonderful lady, Miss Ella Fitzgerald, with I Get a Kick Out of You. Dean Martin with Volare. Bobby Darin, Beyond the Sea. And Mr. Perry Como had us catch a falling star.
We caught it. It was there.
We got it.
Yeah, I don't know anything I have to add. People, I'm sure, have been talking about this. It seems to be the only thing everybody's talking about, but the gunman that gunned down a CEO in cold blood is captured. And you know, you touched on the subject there, the Trey Crowder bit we played. But, wow. It's the funny thing, I mean, there's so many things to say, but the fact that Blue Cross has changed a couple of their policies
right.
about anesthesia, and they were controversial, and a couple other healthcare places have backed shit up. I'm like, so this dude did more with, like, 3 bullets for healthcare than, like, 20 years of progressive politics could possibly do for
right.
it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, what's that old like Chris Rock joke? Like, I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I understand.
I'm saying it's right. I don't know. That's one of those things. Like, violence is wrong, and I don't want people to suffer and the families and all that. Of course. But you know what? I'm not a Zen Buddhist looking to achieve nirvana. I can withhold my fucking empathy
right.
at will, anytime I want. Like, you know,
I'm personally an uber pacifist, but you also have to consider, you know, when people are like, oh, violence isn't the answer, you have to consider the amount of violence committed daily by healthcare fraud and healthcare Creed.
This is one dude who is like personally responsible for probably a lot of people, if not millions of people, like, if not dying, be suffering. You know? He took a goddamn, they had an AI algorithm thing on how to approve or deny claims. They found that it had a 90% inaccuracy rate. He's like, well, keep it. It's saving us money, you know, shareholders. Yeah, and like,
well, like I said, I have United Healthcare, and they tried to tell me that I didn't need physical therapy after intense knee surgery. Like, I couldn't, even with physical therapy, I couldn't walk for a year. I was on crutches for a year, even with the physical therapy, and they tried to tell me I didn't need it. And luckily, my doctor was like, yeah, if you don't give her that, then she's going to be in here for surgery in 3 months, and that's going to pay, that's going to cost you more.
Denying you that is just kind of like the ultimate, like, walk it off.
Yeah, right.
When you have just had fucking knee surgery, you know.
And I have, like, the good, you know, United Healthcare, because I work in healthcare, but I can't imagine, like, people actually needing it for life-saving things, you know? Any healthcare, not just UH. But, yeah. horrible, horrible stuff.
But, I don't know. I guess there's nothing really new. Yeah, there's a lot of funny jokes going around. But another thing that's so weird is, like, man, I wish the nation could have been that unified a few Tuesdays back.
Yeah, right.
On some other shit.
Right.
As far as
the politics,
the righteous path goes, but or the less evil of non-righteous paths. I don't know what you want to say.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Where are we going next?
Where are we going? We're going to Lubbock, Texas.
Why?
With Buddy Holly. Well, the Lubbock, Texas. They gave us Buddy Holly. They got a statue.
Yeah. I feel you.
All right. It's Lubbock, Texas gets a pass, okay? If your city in Texas gave us Buddy Holly or the Butthole Surfers, okay, you're cool. This is Love is Strange by Buddy Holly.
Yeah. sweet kisses are this?
Nothing matters, no mad, mad world, and no mad hatters. No one's pitching, cause there ain't no batters in Coconut Grove. Don't bar the door, there's no one coming. The ocean's roar will dull the drumming of any city thoughts or city way. The ocean breeze is cool. My mind, the salty days are hers and mine, just to do water. Tonight we'll find a doom that's ours, and softly she will speak the stars until sun up. It's all from heaven, someone knowing just which way your head is blowing. Who's always warm like in the morning in Coconut Grove? The ocean breeze is cool, my mind, the salty days are hers and mine, just to do what we want to. Tonight we'll find a doom that's ours, and softly she will speak the stars until sun up. Really true, how nothing matters. No mad, mad world, and no mad hatters. No one's pitching, cause there ain't no batters in Coconut Grove.
be a summer's day. Two ways running round in the city. But here on the sand, I can dream away. Oh, look at the girls if they're pretty. It's a turn-down day. Nothing on my mind. It's a turn-down day. And I dig it. There's nothing easier I can do.
If it was a game, I could play it, trying to make it, but I'm losing time. I gotta bring you in, you're overworking my mind. Indecision is crowding me, I have no room to spare. Taken me, and now I don't know where, and a part of me is scared, the part of me I shared once before. Do I have to come right out and say it, tell you that you look so fine? Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? Indecision is crowding me. I have no room to spare. Do I have to come right out and say it, girl? Tell you that you look so fine. Do I have to come right out and ask you to be mine? If it was a game, I could play it, trying to make it, but I'm losing.
I have to come right out and say it, girl. Tell you that you look so fine, so
no ham, I'm gonna call you on the phone till I start eating that calzone. I got one wish, all if it's cheese.
Hello, hello.
Howdy.
I'm down with OPP, Other People's Pizza.
Other People's Pizza, yes. That was the Wimps with Other People's Pizza. It turns out I'm not done talking about Luigi Mangione. I thought I was done. I'm not done. I kind of was holding back. I don't know what to say. You can't call your predictions if you don't make, you can't say like a year from now I predicted that if you don't make a statement out loud to other people that you predicted that.
Right.
First off, there's a couple things. Luigi Mangione really went and breathed some new life into the like Italian American hitman stereotype. It's been like, you know,
yeah.
Scorsese has really kind of like set the tone for that shit for years. Really, really, this is like total, like breathing some new breath into that whole stereotype of the Italian hitman. And on that Italian shit, I've heard the debate. Are Italians and Romans and Spaniards even, are they really white people? There's like a stone's throw from Africa. It's mostly a white supremacist debate.
Right.
Although I will say I've known some Italian-American friends that are like, no, grow up being an Italian-American in Tennessee.
You might as well be Mexican.
The thing is there's no like community. It's just you, in that little town. So we're going to find out at the end of this trial. If Italians are actually white, given how it goes for him,
like Family Guy, the little like swatch, color swatch.
If he gets the, the maximum or whatever, which is still not, just cold blooded, like murderers get out in like 6 years sometimes, or is this going to be like, well, don't let this one incident ruin this Ivy League rich kid's life, and let's give him like 3 years deferred and some probation. But yeah, we're going to find out at the end of this trial if Italians are or are not actually white people. And I'm glued to the. I can't wait. We're gonna see.
He's also rich, so that factors in.
Well, yeah. I mean, give the the most clearest, best example.
Right.
You can. Well, we'll get back to you in a year on those results, because I'm not guessing that trial's gonna start for a minute. Love is Strange. And it's also the title of a Buddy Holly song we played at the start of this set. Coconut Grove by the Loving Spoonful. Where did we go from there?
We went to Kaleidoscope with Please Excuse My Face. I was saying it's like a early, you could tell where Bell and Sebastian got inspiration from, because it's all like sweet and poppy sounding, but it's tougher. It's like,
I'm ugly and I hate myself.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right.
I was telling you, there was a time in my life I probably would have like heard this song and went and got iron on letters and made a t-shirt that said that.
Time. Absolutely.
Turn Down Day by the
Circle.
Circle. People with their I's and their Y's and their O's. Okay. Do I Have to Come Right Out and Say It by Buffalo Springfield? And I know you're thinking, oh, that's probably a Claudia pick. Believe it or not. The Loaf. The Loaf picked out a Buffalo Springfield song.
He sure did.
I did it, and there's nothing. There's A Woman at the Station by 12 Point Buck. And finish it off with
The Wimps, OPP, Other People's
Down with
Pizza.
Other People's Pizza. Just cheese. I love it. Like, right. You know what I mean? It's like, I'll steal your pizza. But like only if it's cheese, they're humble thieves. There's something
vegetarian thieves.
Something respectable about that. I can't really, Well, time is ticking, as time does, and we got some more music to play. It'll be our last set. I love my notes. So it's like turd bomb. No. The Third Bardo with 5 years Ahead of My Time.
Step inside my mind. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. from the room I hear laughter. I must take a walk, we'll get together and talk. Oh, the morning after. Oh, the morning after. Something to say when I get there to your room. People might stare, but I really don't care. Oh, the morning after. Oh, the morning after. Don't sit on my own. Still there's the echo of laughter. I'll take a walk, we'll be together, we'll talk. Oh, the morning after. Oh, the morning after.
Still turning. roots to the trees, I'll watch them sway. A cold, refreshing breeze, like children playing. Daybreak, the sunset, how we watch the sky. From a cold December to a warm July. Mother, God bless you. May the Lord protect and keep you.
Should be done, but I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want, and when they start of that